재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵!
It's the longest running radio show in TBS EFM history.
Oh my gosh, the Steve Hatherly Show? Wow, I started listening when I was in high school. And now I'm a mother. I listen with my baby.
Funny, hilarious, energetic.
Steve Hatherly? Is he still on air? Oh my god, he must be like a really old man now.
Steve? 누구? 나 Steve 몰라.
Steve Hatherly Show, 대박!
I really enjoy listening to Steve Hatherly Show. Why? It's fun. Fun and fun.
It's full of interesting news around the world, information for life, and I love all the music they play.
Steve is funny and has a lot of energy. I can learn English from the show.
I love Steve the Steve Hatherly Show.
Show. Steve Hatherly Show.
The Steve Hatherly Show.
Hour number two, the Steve Hatherly Show here on a Tuesday afternoon. You're listening to us on EFM 101.3 in the Seoul and its surrounding areas, GFN 98.7 in Gwangju, 93.7 FM in Yeosu, and 90.5 in Busan. Thank you very much for staying with us for hour number two on this 27th day of the month hour. Here's what I think question of the day today. It's related to advertisements and to famous people. Who is your favorite celebrity or public figure to see in an advertisement or a commercial? You can think about that and then text in #1013. That will cost you 50 or 100 won, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram, search at The Steve Hatherly Show. Leave us a comment at our YouTube live stream if you prefer. Go to YouTube.com and search TBS EFM Live or The Steve Hatherly Show. Both of those searches will send you straight to us. You can log in there. You can leave a comment, and doing so might get you a crack at one of the 10,000 won coffee vouchers that we will give out before the end of the show. We'll see which famous people you like to see in your ads after 5 seconds of summer. She looks so perfect.
Hello, my name is Sarah, and I'm from Berkeley, California. My favorite celebrity is Ma Dong-seok, also known as Don Lee. He's a first-generation Korean-American and, in a nutshell, Korea's version of Dwayne Johnson. Charismatic, entertaining, and gives off a very genuine vibe. One of the reasons I admire him is his ability to make his character entertaining even if the actual movie is not. Because of this, when I hear that he's part of the cast, I'll automatically be curious and want to watch it. I recently saw him in a chicken commercial, and he even made that entertaining.
Here's what I think.
안녕하세요. 저는 송파구에 사는 임예빈이라고 합니다. 제가 가장 좋아하는 광고 모델은 배우 공유입니다. 특유의 부드러우면서 세련된 이미지와 반듯한 모습이 드라마 커피 프린스 1호점에서 사장님 역할과도 찰떡이었는데요. 그래서인지 처음 커피 광고 모델로 배우 공유 씨가 등장했을 때 자연스레 원두 커피를 내려주며 여유 있게 웃어주는 멋진 카페 사장님이 연상되곤 했습니다. 10년 넘게 한 브랜드의 광고 모델로 자리 잡은 것 또한 배우 공유 씨의 꾸준한 자기관리와 노력의 성과라고 생각합니다.
Here's what I think.
Hey y'all, my name's Connor. I'm living in Hongdae. Yeah, my favorite celebrity commercial. It's gotta be Matthew McConaughey. I mean, he's the sexiest man alive, am I right? You know, he's in these car ads. These commercials are like in this mood. And McConaughey, he's like talking. He's just like talking like nonsense, but it's like cool because, you know, it's Matthew McConaughey, right? He can do that. Yeah, so that's gotta be my favorite celebrity commercial.
It's like you, Steve.
I told you.
Putting on an accent.
I told you. Connor nailed it. Matthew McConaughey. And even on Saturday Night Live, yeah, they made fun of the fact that Matthew McConaughey was in these commercials for Cata Blanc. I think it was Cata Blanc, the car company. But I agree with Connor, too, that if somebody's going to sell me a car, I kind of want it to be Matthew McConaughey.
All right.
I bought it from Matthew McConaughey.
Connor, funny. That's a great accent you have there, Connor.
It is.
So the halo effect works. I mean, obviously, if we continue to see celebrities in different commercials for various products, mm-hmm. then obviously it has a profound effect on us, right?
Yeah.
Sarah Ma Dong-seok was selling her some chicken.
It's like a really funny commercial because, I don't know if you guys have seen it, Ma Dong-seok is like this big, massive, boulder-like kind of dude. Yeah. Very big. And he comes out and he dances with this chicken mascot. And he dances in this, like, oh my, chicken. You know, it's a very, cute kind of a commercial.
Yeah.
So it's fun. But I get her point. He's a very likable character as well.
Yeah, I think if you're going to have Ma Dong-seok in a TV commercial advertising something, mm-hmm. a smart way to do it is to go with irony. You know, you could have him selling, like, I don't know, boxing gloves or something, and it would make sense because he's huge and strong.
Sure.
But to see him doing a funny little chicken dance is more memorable.
Absolutely.
So I think, like, doing something like that is a smart move.
Yeah.
What did our second responder say there?
Im Yabin from Songpago says Gong Yu, the actor Gong Yu, and obviously because of his very, like, metro and sophisticated kind of image that he puts out. And it probably is because of his first role that really put him into stardom, which was Coffee Prince, the TV drama series where he was like the owner of a cafe. And so for over 10 years, I think he's been the spokesperson for a particular coffee brand. And that's probably the reason why he's, you know, he has that whole image. It's the whole package.
Pretty cool. All right, let's see what you think. 5716, speaking of coffee, my favorite is George Clooney for Nesca Blank.
Mm-hmm.
I think he looks better and better the older he gets. And he certainly makes that coffee he's holding look so delicious. I ran a coffee shop for 7 years until 2019. I sure don't look like George Clooney. Otherwise, my business would have been more successful. This is a reminder that life is not fair. Not even close.
No.
Maybe I should try coffee. I've had a few comments that I look like George Clooney.
Wow, who do somebody, you not look like?
Somebody told you you look like George Clooney.
Yeah.
Who told you that?
A person on the internet one time.
Oh, yeah?
I think it must be true. My mom says,
your face is getting super red right now.
That's when I tell the truth. That happens.
A person on the internet one time. You know, Chris yesterday on the show was saying that he won some competition in the fourth grade.
Yeah.
And he still has that trophy on his bookshelf in Korea now. Yep. Chris is from California. It was probably like 2007. Some person on the internet said Pete kind of looks like George Clooney.
I've got the comment. I've copied and pasted. It,
yes. And you're still hanging on
but
to that.
But the commercial,
today.
I remember there was one that George Clooney did with Jack Black. So it was like a contrast. So it was the same voiceover type, like, ooh, like very smooth. And, you know, like that George Clooney image. But then Jack Black was the model who was actually in for it.
Oh, really? That's
fun. Yeah, it was fun.
Those commercials are quite effective, I guess. You know, and like, doesn't he always spill some coffee in the commercial? And then some gorgeous woman goes, oh, George.
They like, are falling like, over what are you him. Yeah.
That's not real life. Real life would be like, clean it up!
You got off my skirt, yeah. Choi Hee-suk Nim says, when I see Kim Yon-ah, the figure skater in a commercial, I like to get the items.
Wow. Yeah.
She was selling air conditioners for a while, was she
I think
not?
She still is. Yeah. She does commercials, and I've not seen much else actually these days because she's not figure skating.
Right, she does coffee. She also does one for probiotics, I think,
recently. I think jewelry as well, still.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. 9736 says, 원빈이요. 광고에서만 나오는데 진짜 늙지도 않고 늘 젊음을 유지하는 게 신기해요. 진짜 뱀파이어 같아요. 어쩜 그렇게 잘생기고 멋있을 수 있을까요? Obviously, actor 원빈, you know, he only comes out in commercials these days, but really he hasn't aged and it feels like he's just staying young forever. It's almost like he's a vampire. How could he stay so handsome all this time?
He doesn't age.
Yeah. I have heard the nickname Won Bint as well. I'm just saying, you know, these messages have come in and I'm just...
Was the same person in 2007.
It could have been.
That was the second sentence. 6883 says, I prefer funny commercials as they're more fun and common for water cooler talk. The funniest one I remember is for a candy bar, a chocolate bar, when you don't feel like yourself with Danny Trejo and Steve Buscemi inside the Brady Bunch show. That's a sitcom from what, the 1970s or 80s,
yeah,
maybe?
Really old.
Number two would be T.J. Miller and a particular type of beer.
Wow.
I'm going to have to look those ones up. I'm not familiar with those ones.
Yeah. Six yeah. double... Sorry to interrupt.
No. I was going to say, I agree with you. The funnier the commercial is, the better it is. I remember one that stands out for me was from a Canadian beer. And the commercial was, this Canadian guy goes to work in an office in America. And, you know, the stereotypes of Canada are like hockey, right? And then our pronunciation of like a boot.
Yeah.
And sorry.
Sorry.
So this Canadian guy's working in this office and his American coworkers are like, oh, hey, how's it going there? Oh, sorry. I don't know what I'm talking about. And then the guy, the Canadian guy, looks at him.
Yeah.
And then he grabs his shirt up over his head and starts like hockey punching him in the face to feed on that stereotype as well.
Goodness.
And it was and then the tagline for the beer is, I am Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah. It was a good one. It was a popular one in Canada.
Yeah. Especially if there's a celeb and it's funny. Yeah. It stands
anyway,
out, right?
Sorry to interrupt you, Pete.
6553 says, 우리 아이들이 좋아하는 BTS, 우리나라를 세계에 알리는 유명한 뮤지션이라 멋지고 늘 응원합니다. The BTS star, because they're bigging it up for Korea all across the world. They advertise everything. Water coolers, I saw in my elevator being advertised by them.
Oh, really?
Like, what does that have to do? And there's just these still shots, like these camera angles of them next to the water cooler drinking it.
This water is smooth like butter.
I don't want my water to be like
butter. I see what you did there. Yeah,
this water is dynamite.
Oh!
What do you mean you don't see the connection?
Totally there. Yeah.
What are you going to do with air purifiers? Because they also do air purifiers.
This air is smooth like butter. It's just the same for every single...
It's dynamite, this air.
This nugget is smooth like butter.
2211 says, 저는 신라면 광고에 나오는 손흥민 선수를 좋아합니다. 그 이유는 운동하는 멋진 장면 후에 나오는 조금은 어색한 멘트와 맛있게 라면을 먹는 장면이 조금 재미있습니다. 또한 그런 어색한 장면들에서 나오는 스포츠 스타의 인간적인 면도 좋습니다. 개인적으로 이번 올림픽이 끝나면 올림픽에 좋은 성적을 보여주고 있는 김재덕 선수의 화이팅이 들어간 광고를 TV에서 꼭 볼 수 있었으면 좋겠습니다. 2211 says they love this ramen commercial that Son Heung-min, who's a soccer player, and the reason why they love this particular commercial because they found it kind of funny that some athlete does like this kind of awkward tagline while eating the ramen really deliciously. It just kind of doesn't really add up, but all together it just works somehow.
Right.
And also you kind of get to see the more like humane side of a sports star because, you know, they kind of seem like undefeatable people if you just kind of look them on the, you know, ground.
Yeah, we kind of only see them in two contexts, right? One is playing the sport and one is being interviewed about the sport.
Right. Yeah. But they actually ended the message with something really interesting. Remember the archer boy, the Korea Fighting, Kim Jae-deok Sonsu, right? They're hoping that after the Olympics, they'll see more of his face in some commercials in Korea.
No, well, we didn't even talk about that because I forgot about it. I was so excited about the swimming this morning and the table tennis. Yesterday afternoon after the show, we talked about it on the show, Korea's men's team advanced from the semifinals. And then when I got home from work and was eating dinner, I noticed the finals was on. And they were unbelievably good. I think they were playing Taiwan in the finals.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
And it was close, but it wasn't really suspenseful. Uh-huh. I mean, you just knew Korea was going to take home the gold, and they did.
Nice. Yep.
I'd like to see, I said to Kate during the song break, I'd like to see the men's gold-winning archery team from Korea versus the women's gold-winning gold medal-winning archery team face off against each other.
They should have that, yeah.
Yeah, I think they should have that as like a spin-off, fun kind of tournament.
The Olympics part two.
Absolutely. The super gold medal. All right, many more messages have come in, but let's save them until later on in the show. That's our question today. Who's your favorite celebrity or public figure to see in a TV commercial? You can let us know why. Pounder sharp 1013 for 50 or 100 won, depending on the length of your text. You can DM us at Instagram by searching at The Steve Hatherley Show. Visit our YouTube live stream. That's youtube.com. Search TBS EFM Live or The Steve Hatherley Show. You can log in there and leave a comment. And doing so could get you a 10,000 won coffee voucher. We will give those out before the end of the show. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's up to you. Kate's got some scenarios for us. Here's BTS and Love. Make it right.